The owners of the pirate station Radio Caroline have accused the Dutch officials who closed it down yesterday of international piracy. The 25-year-old radio station, which used to be moored off the Essex coast, was silenced after complaints that transmissions interfered with radio frequencies. Owen Spencer-Thomas reports.
Dutch officials, accompanied by two officials from the Department of Trade and Industry, boarded the Ross Revenge at lunchtime yesterday. A disc jockey told Caroline's listeners that the men were dismantling their broadcast equipment but intended no harm to the people on board. But today, station manager Peter Moore painted a different picture.
A Dutch vessel came close to the ship and announced its intention to board us. Our captain resisted this attempt and was threatened by a Dutch crew member carrying a sidearm.
You say a sidearm?
Yeah,
what sort of arm?
A pistol. Apparently most of the Dutch crew were armed with pistols. The captain of our ship said, after trying to force this crew member back onto his own boat, "Surely you don't intend to shoot me," when the man made to go for his gun. So this crew member, the Dutch crew member, instead struck our captain in the face and split his lip open, and then about 25 to 30 Dutchmen boarded the ship.
At 8 o'clock last night, four journalists drew alongside the Ross Revenge and were taken aboard by the skipper. Dutch and DTI officials were still on the ship, but according to Australian Warren Anderson, the boarding party withdrew when they were told they were journalists.
Every studio on the ship has been completely stripped of every piece of equipment. Anything they couldn't unbolt easily, they tore physically off the walls, out of the benches.